Hey, this is Joshua Drew, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. I'm here with a bite-sized edition of Bits and Bytes, where we have 2 minutes to bring you insight on technology, along with some information for you to go deep. In this video, we are going to look at a second way to make an API app using Azure App Services. So let's begin. We're going to head on over to the portal, and we're going to create a new mobile app. We're going to provide it an app name and a resource group. And then once it's running, let's go into Easy Tables and initialize our app to use this extension. From here, we can connect to an existing database, or we can create a new one. Once a DB connection is established, we can add tables and modify the schema via the Azure portal. If you have SQL tools such as SQL Management Studio or SQL Pro or Mac SQL Client, you can use that option to build out your schema as well. Once we are finished here, we can click on Edit Script, and a JS file will be created in Visual Studio Online to allow you to modify the CRUD routines for the product table API. Next up is our custom API. We can use custom APIs for identity management, push notifications, or table operations, and more. We can click on Easy API, we'll give it an API endpoint name, and then a JS file will also be created in VSO for us to modify. This custom API is actually a Node.js Express application. Using VSO is one of the ways to modify the code, or you can create your own project and deploy through Git. Back in the Azure portal is where we would configure Git deployment under continuous deployment, and then we would choose our settings for our deployment options. The other added benefit to using a mobile app service are deployment slots. These are crucial when utilizing staged deployments for your code. In order to monitor and troubleshoot our app, we can enable diagnostic logging, and that's in the diagnostic log blade, or we can view live traffic to our web app under troubleshoot blade. In the cores blade is where you will be able to specify each of the hosts that will need access to your backend API. Cores, or cross-origin resource sharing, will allow JavaScript code running on a web browser on different hosts to interact with your backend API. This is needed if you are going to use your API on separate websites. And that was 2 minutes. So if you want to spend more time on mobile app services, check out these links. The demo site has the classic and app service step-by-step on setting up an API along with some code out on GitHub. So thanks again, and until next time.